President Bush campaigned across the country over the weekend, hoping to give a last-minute boost to Republican candidates involved in tight races for Congress. The president visits four more states today in a final push before tomorrow's midterm election. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president.
If there's a state with a House or a Senate or a gubernatorial race considered close, it's a good bet that the president has paid a visit or two in the past couple of weeks, raising money, posing for pictures with candidates aboard Air Force One, and in recent days, rallying the troops. Last night it was South Dakota, where Republican Congressman John Thune is trying to unseat incumbent Democratic Senator Tim Johnson. It's as tight a race as any in the country, so there stood the president on stage at the Sioux Falls Convention Center on a Sunday evening.
Thank you for that warm welcome. It just seems like the other day I was here in South Dakota.
Actually, it was the president's second visit to South Dakota in just 4 days. He was in Aberdeen last week. His message then and last night and at every stop he makes, get out the vote.
And you can make a difference come Tuesday. You can make a difference by getting people to the polls. You can make a difference by getting on those telephones. Everybody counts in this election, and we're counting on you to pull them across the finish line.
Here's what the president's itinerary looked like over the weekend. Blountville, Tennessee, Atlanta and Savannah, Georgia, Tampa, Florida, Springfield, Illinois, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls. Today's events are in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, St. Charles, Missouri, Bentonville, Arkansas, and Dallas, Texas. The president says over and over he wants a Republican House and Senate so he can get his own proposals through Congress. And in making the case for each Republican candidate, he describes them as someone he can count on to give him the votes he needs in Congress.
And it's important to have people in the Senate who are clear-eyed realists. It's important to have people who see the world the way it is, not the way we hope it is.
President Bush spends much of his time talking about the war on terror and the need to take a hard line with Saddam Hussein, but he also says terrorism insurance and tax cuts will revive an economy that he says is bumping along. Democrats, meanwhile, hope voters will focus more on domestic issues tomorrow and have criticized the president's nearly nonstop campaign tour. Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe appeared on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
I think he has squandered an opportunity. He had tremendous opportunity to lead this nation on the economy, and I think he used it for political purposes. He's been campaigning constantly. He's done 90 campaign events. He's done 70 fundraisers. He's raised $144 million. I wish he had spent as much time helping our ailing economy as he has his ailing Republican candidates. He should have put some time into helping the economy.
For now, it's not clear what impact the president's hectic campaign schedule will have on Tuesday's outcomes. Each race has its own set of local issues that are likely to hold more sway with voters than the president's call to elect Republicans. But the White House says with so many close races, even a few votes can make a difference in who controls the House and Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.